Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I am so excited to be here with you on this fine Tuesday morning. Today, we are talking about going back to our first love, which is Jesus Christ, especially as we are approaching the new month, the month of March, spring. Because y'all, let me tell you something. The cold is too much. I'm cold. I'm tired of being in a coat. I'm tired of turning on my heat. I'm tired. It's mad cold outside. And I'm not built for this. You know, I'm from Ghana. Born in Ghana, raised in Ghana. Just came here a little bit too early. You know what I mean? Like, I came here when I was 7. And you would think by this time, I would have been already used to the weather, but no, that's just not the case. I'm cold, hate the snow, I'm tired, I want some sun. And I think the sun will do us a lot of good. And we need something fresh. We need to see the spring. We need to see the flowers and everything like that. But you know, I'm content in the season of winter, but I'm tired of it. And I kind of want a new one. I want the spring because that's what we want. I just need some heat, just a little bit. I heard that this weekend in Massachusetts is going to be really nice outside. So I'm so excited. So before we start, I do want to just say thank you to all the listeners. Thank you all for just being so supportive and sharing. All the new listeners, may God bless you. Let's start this podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the love and the mercy that you have showed us and continue to show us. Lord, we commit everyone that is listening in your hands. Lord, we're asking for you to open up yourself to us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So today we are talking about your first love. Who is your first love? Your first love is whatever you value the most. Who do you value the most in your life? And I want us to be a little aware of ourselves that sometimes we put God, we put our relationship with God on the back end, and we tend to prioritize other things such as our careers, our families, our jobs, our various activities during the week or the year. And we all do it because life is tough. We're all busy. Money's hard to come by. You go to Walmart to buy 3 things. Oh, shoot, you are at $100. Like, life is expensive. Life is lifing. So when we tend to prioritize other things than prioritizing our relationship with God, we see that we tend to burn out a little bit more. If you are a follower of Christ and if you are just in the Christian family, you understand that in the beginning when you got saved, your relationship with God was so important to you. It was like your bread. It was like your water. You could not live without it. But as you became a little bit more seasoned in the faith, you started backsliding a bit. You started seeing that, oh, you can put God in your to-do list. But I want you to know that let's go back to our first love. The fire that burned inside of us when we became saved, when we were saved and we wanted to please God, we wanted to talk to God at all times, we wanted to just read our word so much. Let's get back to that. Because the word of God is all God breathed. So when we see that our lives are moving a little faster than us, it means that we need to return back to our first love. And I remember in the last 2 podcasts I talked about starting over. That this year, I want us to really understand that starting over is not failure, but starting over may be the best thing that ever happened to you. And starting over is returning back to your first love. When you got saved, when you made the commitment that God, I give you my life, Jesus, reign over me, you made a commitment of sacrifice. You said that, Lord, I used to prioritize sin. I used to have sin rule over me, but now I'm deciding to let you rule over me, for you to have kingship over me, for you to be my first love. Before, I would take the world as my first love, but once you became saved, you said, God, I want you to be my first love. I just want us to know that when Christ is coming back for his people, he's coming for his first love, which is us. He's coming for his bride, the ones that waited patiently, prayed earnestly, called on different souls to come into the kingdom of God. The bride in which he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish and shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That bride, that first bride that he so cherishes, that is who he's coming for. I want us to cherish this place of being his first love. And for us to cherish Jesus, to cherish God, to cherish our relationship with God, and to go back to our first love. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. Not seek ye second after you got that job offer. Not seek him after you got a certain place in your life. But he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, meaning that the kingship, the rulership of God, that you're seeking Jesus first above all else. And that is our first life, first love. When we're getting back to the root, we're getting back to our roots when we got saved. That we are seeking ye first the kingdom of God. That every day you wake up, the first thing you seek is God. Is how can I make you happy, God? How can I please you, God? How can I better steward the gifts that you've placed inside of me? How can I be the first love to you, O God? A lot of us, you know, I'm guilty of it too. When you're going through your day-to-day activities, when you're going through the week, sometimes you tend to forget that you do have a first love. And that first love is not your job. It's not what the material things that you possess, but it's something bigger, something better, something more magnificent, something more amazing. And that is Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Let's go back to our first love. Because it's so important. Because when God is coming, when Jesus is coming for his bride, he's looking for those that cherish that relationship with him, that establish that first love relationship, that he's looking for the people that are called, the people that decided to put down their temptation and put down their sin and to take up their cross and follow him. That first love. He's looking for those that are so in love with him that they are able to walk away from certain behaviors, walk away from certain conversation that doesn't please God. He's looking for the first love. He's looking for those that love him so much that are able to follow that path that he has for us. I want us to get back to our first love, seeking ye first the kingdom of God. In your day, you seek God first. In your life, you seek God first. You ask God, Lord, what am I supposed to be doing today? Lord, how can I please you? Lord, how can I be of value to your kingdom today? Lord, how can you use my life to change others? getting back to our first love and knowing that our first love loves us so much and that he's here with us. I think we need to get back to our first love. Nowadays, I want these podcast episodes to be a little shorter and straight to the point. And if y'all could hear, that was Alexa, because I got Alexa in the back. But y'all, may God bless y'all and have a good day.